The ABC's Paul Lockyer has managed to get into Grantham in the ABC's helicopter. Paul Lockyer, the Premier just told us that emergency services were having trouble getting their helicopters in the air this morning. You have managed to fly in the ABC's helicopter into Grantham. Could you describe the situation there?
Oh, Peter, look, it is amazing. I mean, my best parallel comparison would be Cyclone Tracy 1975. The houses here are better built than they were in Darwin, but this wall of water that's come down from Toowoomba and lightning just striking over me now has caused as much damage as Cyclone Tracy did to that community, I can tell you. I was just talking to one survivor here, Kel Wood, who was pointing to the building, the roof of the building that he sheltered on, watching cars and houses simply float by. There's people clustered in the schoolhouse here, but they're still worried. They're still worried about people that may have been left trapped in houses. The scenes of devastation here, Peter, are unbelievable. Whole houses have been moved from above. It's just debris as far as you can see. And the water is still running, and the rain, it still comes in. So this is going to really hamper rescue efforts today.
When did the wave hit Grantham?
The wave hit Grantham soon after we saw those dramatic images of that flash flood down the main street of Toowoomba yesterday afternoon, which came without warning for people, picking up those cars like matchbox toys and sending them floating down the streets. And that wall of water then came down from Toowoomba down here through the Lockyer Valley, and it claimed a number of communities. But here at Grantham seems to have borne the brunt of it. A beautiful little town in the Lockyer Valley that is now awash. And as I look around here, Peter, I can't believe the damage.
Are relief efforts managing to make it to the people who are trapped, who are without homes?
Well, the relief effort has been incredible given what happened. I mean, they were stretched beyond their capacity yesterday afternoon in Toowoomba. But last night, I know that they plucked 40 people off rooftops in nighttime rescues. There have been countless other rescues, but we know there are 7 dead, Peter, and we know that there are still perhaps up to as many as 30 people missing. And as the Premier said last night, this is a grave time for Queensland, preparing people for the worst. And a bit like Cyclone Tracy, when day dawned on Christmas Day in 75, we waited for the worst, and that's what's going to happen here, I fear.
Tell me, we hear thunder crashing around you. There's obviously a storm still in the area. Is the worst over yet?
No, the worst is not over. I mean, we don't have the driving rain of yesterday, Peter, but they're still saying that throughout today there'll be more severe weather warnings for all of southeast Queensland. The worst is not over here. And look, just on the other side of the Great Divide, beyond Toowoomba, in towns like Dalby and Chinchilla and Condamine, the waters are rising again there. They've just got over their floods, but more floods are coming. And we're also being told the big tides in Brisbane tomorrow will hold back the flood waters now working their way down the Lockyer Valley through the Wivenhoe Dam, and that countless homes could be at risk in Brisbane itself. This, Peter, is the greatest flood probably to hit Australia and certainly to hit Queensland, and this disaster is far from over.
That's the ABC's Paul Lockyer.